It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Dodge City with Jake and Boz. We're courtside at the United Wireless Arena, and it's the 1A Division I girls semifinal matchup here at the state championship tournament here for 2025. Thanks so much for tuning in with us as, once again, Jake and Boz here courtside. We got Seth Tollefson producing this thing back at the Candleland Studios, and we welcome in both sides of our listener audience here today on both 103.1 FM as well as 92.1 FM KMZ. This is the Ocean Glory by Giant Mobile and Giant .net, and we've got a great matchup. This is a familiar foe for both teams as Troy coming out of the Northeast Kansas League this year, but a traditional Twin Valley League team taking on the Centralia Panthers of the Twin Valley League. They know a lot about each other. They're familiar with each other. And this is the number two versus number three seed matchup here between the Panthers and the Trojans.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good matchup. You know, these teams, they know a lot about each other. Over the years, there's been some really good games with these two. And it's going to be interesting to see. Really, they're very similar in style. The difference is you've got one team that has some pretty good size, and you got the other team that doesn't have a whole lot of size. Troy, obviously, very guard-oriented, don't have a lot of post presence. Key for them is just can they control tempo and pace and play the style of basketball that they want. On the other side of things, Centralia, they've got a phenomenal post presence. David Gibbs and Isabel, or Josie Haberkamp, the Twin Towers, we refer to them a lot. Very dominant in the post. It's going to be interesting to see if they're able to take advantage of that.
You reference the Twin Towers, but you forget about Lady Liberty on the on the Panther team. That's Owen Peters for the Centralia Panthers. These two teams have not faced off against each other this year, Boz, but a season ago they played twice when Troy was in the Twin Valley League. Centralia winning the first matchup 47-41. And then the second matchup in the sub-state semifinal last year, 42-36, Centralia gets both of those wins a season ago. Neither team much different than what they were a season ago roster-wise. Both teams much improved than they were a season ago. We talked to both head coaches as we are in our pregame show here presented by Rainbow Communications, and we've got starting lineups. We've got more insight as the Road to Glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network is proudly presented by Giant Mobile. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com. John's Supermarket is Troy's oldest food store and is a proud supporter of the Troy community and student athletes. For all your grocery needs and fresh cut meat, stop by John's Supermarket, open 7 days a week in Troy.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Doniphan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
If you're looking for convenience and cost savings, swing by and fuel up with diesel from Cornive Fuels on Coronado Road in Highland. Cornive Fuels offer 24/7 pumps with only premium diesel versus number two that you might find at other stations. Protect your trucks and equipment and enjoy competitive prices with easy access. Cornive Fuels is open 365 days a year whenever you need premium diesel fuel for on or off road. And Cornive Fuel cards with price discounts are available upon request. Call 785-592-0475. Pay at the pump diesel at Cornive Fuels, North Edge of Highland.
When you need a tow, Davies Record Service of Troy is ready and on call. Serving Doniphan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Record Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Jake Spaulding with you as we are continuing on with The Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. And I'm hanging out with head coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. Coach, first win in school history at a state tournament earlier this week. What was that like? Your reaction afterwards, the girls' reaction, it was euphoric. But just tell me what that was like for you guys after that game.
Yeah, it was exciting, especially I think everybody knows we didn't play well. I mean, I don't know if we didn't play well. We didn't shoot the ball well. Let's put it that way. And a lot of times when you don't shoot the ball well, it looks like you're playing bad. But a lot of people did credit our defense, and our defense was really good after that first quarter where we started figuring them out a little bit. I thought we had a good scout on them, but we didn't follow that very good in the first quarter. But a defense stepped up. Emerson Weber made some big threes down the stretch, and Harper Wettstein was Harper when she could get her chances to score. But they made it tough on her, and that'll happen again today, I'm sure.
You guys get a draw with an old, familiar TVL opponent, Centralia here. It's the one or the 2-versus-3 matchup here in the semifinals. No matter what, you guys play again tomorrow. But this matchup today, you guys are very familiar with the Centralia team, the players across the way. Just tell me about what the preparation's like for a game like this.
Yeah, and I knew when they didn't give Centralia the number one seed, I didn't know if we'd win that first round, honestly, but I wish they were the one seed now, but Little River's very good also, so it doesn't matter. You got to beat everybody. We do know Centralia a little bit, haven't played them this year. Played them last year. They ended our season in the sub-state semifinals, and honestly, you know, if the Acacia format doesn't change, we probably would have played them in a sub-state final this year, and one of us wouldn't be here, and so it's kind of cool that we're playing in a semifinal. Just a couple Northeast Kansas team's going to duke it out in Dodge City.
That's exactly what a lot of people wanted. They expected this when we brackets first came out. We didn't want it in the semis. We wanted this in the title game. But, hey, we're here in the semifinal round. What's going to take for your girls here today to get your guys your first chance at a state championship game?
Pretty much a perfect game. Hope, you know, the best chance we have is to keep it close going into the fourth quarter and then just throw all the chips out on the table. But that's going to be a chore. We need to be within striking distance at the start of the fourth quarter, and we'll have to play very well to be there. Not turn the ball over and then rebounding. Just don't get obliterated on the inside and on the boards, which they're capable of doing. And honestly, if we make some threes and they don't, we might be able to hang around in there till the fourth quarter and then see what happens.
Defense is what gotten you guys to this point of the season. You guys have harped on that all season long. What's it been about this team that has been so good on the defensive side?
I think it's just kind of our philosophy and the zone we play. A lot of teams don't prepare for, and we rotate it a little bit differently than some people do, and we have the potential to mix up some things. We can get out and pressure some. I don't know how much we'll be able to pressure Centralia. Their guard play is so good, and they've got athletic posts that can go out and handle the ball also, but we want to pressure and try to do some things just so teams can't beat us up on the inside because we lack so much size. We really have to compete on the boards and try not to let them get points in the paint.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck. Good health to you today, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
All right, Head Coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. After this timeout, we'll speak with Head Coach Dusty Thompson of Centralia as the Road to Glory continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing auto, home, business, as well as farm and crop insurance. At Grain Belt, they pride themselves on attention to detail, personalized service, and finding the best value for their customers. Give them an opportunity, and you'll see why so many are making the switch to Grain Belt Insurance. Located at 117 South Main Street in Troy, call 785-985-2131 or find out more online at grainbeltinsurance.com.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Jake Spaulding back with you. We are in Dodge City. This is the 1A Division I girls semifinal round, and talking now with head coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Panthers. And coach, again, we talked about it on Wednesday, fourth time in 6 years at the state tournament. You guys are in the semifinal round for the third time in those 6 years. Last year you guys fall in this round, but 2 years ago you got the win. What's it going to be like for you guys to be on this floor once again in this semifinal round?
I think getting through that first round game, hopefully the nerves now are a little less and the girls can settle in a little quicker and be ready to play. And you know, this group, the seniors were freshmen. 4 years ago, 2022, you know, when we won that round and got beat in the finals, and then juniors last year, and I think their mentality is finding a way to win this ball game, give themselves a shot at a state championship.
Let's talk about that opening round game, a game that, you know, you guys really played pretty well. I mean, I know a lot of people look at the stat line and say, man, Owen only had 10 or something like that, but as a team, you guys were so balanced. Hayden Kramer stepped up. Just tell me about what, as you've had a couple days to look back on that now and see what you guys did in that first round game.
Oh, you know what, like you said, and it doesn't have to be Owen every night. Now, she's going to get her shots up and she's going to hit some, and you hope she hits a few more every night we play. And you know, the depth that we've got and the balance that we find a way. I said what makes this difficult is it can be any girl at either end of the floor every night of the week, and that's what we got to have again today.
You guys go 8-9, potentially 10 deep. We talked about this on Wednesday with the fact that you guys have that 5-on-5 at practices. What kind of edge does that give you guys when you're taking on these other teams at the state tournament where maybe they only go 5-6-7 deep?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I seen a mom posted this morning on Facebook that she tells her kid that our practices are tougher than what you're going to see on the floor some nights. And it's been great. You know, it doesn't matter if you're part of the first five or you're part of the second five. You know exactly what your role is and what you're there to do and what you need to do to be better. And the girls do a great job and done a great job with that all year.
Talking now about today's matchup against a former TVL foe, a rival, if you will, and going against Coach Jasper and the Troy Trojans. This is their first time ever in this round. You know, you guys are familiar with this team. Last year you guys beat them out in the sub-state round. Just tell me a little bit about the understanding that you know this team and you're prepared for this.
Yeah, you know, we watched them play the other night, and I didn't think they shot the ball as well as they can obviously shoot it. And telling the girls, you know, we've seen what they're capable of doing and know what they're capable of doing. And they made a ball game out of it last year, and they didn't lose any more really than we did, you know. So the expectation today is we're going to step on the floor, and it'll be a dogfight for four quarters.
Yeah, it's going to be, again, last year's roster, this year's roster, not a lot different. So, really, I still say we can still consider this a TVL battle, mm-hmm. This semifinal round. How excited are you for just to get this ball tipped up and get this game underway?
Oh, yeah. You know, I said to Dave, I was talking, and I said the 2 o'clock game is a lot better than the 8 o'clock game because I don't want to hang around. You know, the girls are ready to play. I think they're fired up and excited to go, and not having to think about it all day is probably the best.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, good health and good luck to you today. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jake.
All right, head coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Panthers. We're back after this timeout with the opening tip-off and starters here for this 1A Division I girls semifinal matchup.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advice or services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Jacob Voss back with you here at the United Wireless Arena. Seth Tollison doing great work back at the Kansasland Studios. We welcome you into this simulcast of this 1A Division I Girls State Semifinal Round action between Centralia, the 2 seed, and Troy, the 3 seed. We hope you're as excited for this matchup as we are and the fans are, because both teams brought a great crowd here today to this semifinal round. Two former Twin Valley League teams as a matchup. Again, Troy now in the Northeast Kansas League, representing that league here in the state tournament. Two NEKL teams, by the way, Boz, made it to the state tournament. Both are playing today in the semifinal round. The other, the Valley Falls Dragons on the guys' side, they tip off here in just a little bit against top-seeded Mound Ridge. But here in the United Wireless Arena, it's the Trojans in blue and the white and orange for the Panthers. And, buddy, we talked about it a little bit, but we just heard from both coaches. Excitement is in the air, and I think both these teams are ready to get that ball tipped up and get underway.
You know, we've talked about it the last several days of being here at the tournament. It is a fantastic environment here at Dodge City. The arena, it's big, but it's not overly big. The fans are right on top of you. It gets loud in here. And both these teams being so familiar with each other, it adds to it. Just adds that extra little piece where you've got two teams that they've had real good battles in the past. I would expect nothing less than a really good battle here today.
As mentioned earlier, both these teams, they matched up twice last year, once in the regular season, and Centralia won that one by a count of 47-41. And then they met up in the sub-state semifinal round last year where Centralia knocked off Troy 42-36. Boz, those are two of the closest games Centralia's had in the last 2 seasons combined.
Yeah, you watch right now, you kind of look at Troy warming up a little bit, and their body language, they look a little bit nervous. You know, the thing is, they don't have any real pressure on them. You might think I'm crazy. You know, they're playing to go to a state title game. Sure, there's pressure, and there is in that regard. But I think the expectation is Centralia is a higher-ranked team, and they should advance. So Troy really just needs to relax and play basketball. And here's something that I think could be a real big key factor in this game. Harper Wettstein for Troy has seen tons of different defenses throughout the season. Box and one, triangle two, what some would call junk defenses. And it's been sometimes difficult for her to get shots. I don't think Centralia is going to do that today. I think Centralia, they love to play pressure man defense. I think that's what they're going to do. Might be an advantage for Harper Wettstein and for Troy, because now she's only really having to get free from one girl as opposed to three or four of them.
Speaking of state titles, let's talk a little bit about history for these two teams. Starting with the home team against Centralia will be their home white-on-white uniforms here today. They have the most state championship appearances, state titles, and semifinal appearances of the four teams remaining in this tournament. 16th, this is their 16th semifinal appearance. If they win today, they would make their 11th state title appearance, where they won 5 state titles in their program history. Last one coming in 2016. So experience, pedigree is here with this program. On the flip side, this is the first time ever for this Troy Trojan program being in this round of the state tournament. Just the second time ever at a state tournament. Never won a game until this past Wednesday. And so they've never been in this round. They've never been to a title. They've never won a championship. Do you feel like maybe that has a little bit of a factor in this game?
You know, it can. I mean, two things can happen there. You're either going to be really nervous. You've never been in this situation before, and you're going to play tight and with a lot of nerves. Or you could say, hey, we've made it farther than we ever have before. Let's just go out and have fun. Let's play our game. Let's see what happens. You know, that I mentioned Troy's body language. Look on the other end with Centralia. You mentioned the pedigree. They've been here. They're familiar making it through a state tournament. You see them warming up, and they are much more relaxed. We came off, coming into the gym. They're coming off the bus, and they're playing Justin Bieber. I mean, they're hooping and hollering, and they are relaxed and just ready to play basketball.
Head coach Dusty Thompson, his fifth year here at Centralia. Troy's headed by Derek Jasper in his 28th season for the Trojans. A little bit more details. I mean, you folks back at home, you know these teams, you know these kids, you know these coaches. Let's give you a little bit more insight. This is a season ago, this Trojan team, 11-10. Lost, as mentioned, to Centralia in the sub-state semifinal round before last season. For Centralia, the pedigree. Part of the Forever Four of the COVID year 2020. Top four finished then. A 2022 state runner-up. 2024 last year, third in state. And then back here again this year. This is a team that has got the experience if you're Centralia. And then for, again, the Troy Trojans, they are here for the first time. And so excitement definitely in the air. For the Trojans, they're going to be in their road blue on blue uniforms with the white numerals and letters trimmed in black. Centralia, the home team, will be in their white uniforms with the orange letters and numerals. The black numerals and letters trimmed in orange for their uniforms here today. We will have starting lineups being presented here in just a second by the Atchison and Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa Auto Parts dealer. But we got to step aside for our pregame final timeout. National anthem here, the 1A Division I Girls State Championship semifinal round. We continue with the Road to Glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network after this on 92.1 KMZA and 103.9 KMZA.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
For more than 21 years, Pierce Heating and Cooling has been serving Northeast Kansas HVAC needs. Pierce Heating and Cooling, your independent trained comfort specialist, can assist you with residential, commercial, or industrial heating and air repair or replacement. Pierce offers annual service plans and financing options, subject to credit approval. See Pierce Heating and Cooling for complete details. Pierce Heating and Cooling offers free quotes and estimates for all your heating and air needs. Visit piercecool.com or call 785-988-4400 for Pierce Heating and Cooling.
It's hard to stop a train.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONunderground.com.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at the United Wireless Arena, Jacob Bonds courtside, Seth Collison back in the studio. Time now for our starting lineups presented by the Atchison and Sabetha Auto Parts, as it's your Napa Auto Parts dealer in both Atchison and Sabetha. For the Trojans, it's going to be 5A junior Harper Westside, averaging 27 points per game. Six boards, had 20 in this quarterfinal win earlier this week against Central Plains. Gracie Grable, a 5'7 senior guard, 9 points per game, five rebounds. 5'7 senior Allie Franken down low, 7.4 points, 8 rebounds a game. 5'6 junior Allison Grable, 6 points, 5 boards. And Emerson Weber, a 5'7 senior with 3 points per game. For the Panthers, Hayden Kramer, a 5'7 senior, 8 points per game, 4 rebounds. Tatum Kramer, 5'5 sophomore, 6 points, 4 boards. Owen Dieter is the patriarch of this team, 17 points a game. And then the Twin Towers, Tavis Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp, averaging 10 points each. And here we go, underway, tip controlled by Centralia, into the front court quickly, it's Dieters, into the left quarter, Tatum Kramer, she'll fire a three, that's in and out now, rebound underneath by Hayden Kramer, her put back is no good, and rebound ripped down by Gracie Grable for the Trojans. Troy moving right to left across your dials, Centralia left to right. Harper Westside with the basketball, she's guarded by Hayden Kramer, man-to-man defense to begin this game for the Panthers. Westside to the right wing, extended, it's Franken, now between the rings, Emerson Weber to the left. That's Westside. One dribble. Gets into the corner on the near side left. Franken. Trojans working offense here. Get it out to Westside on the left wing. Gets a screen from Gracie. Looking to take Kramer on the bounce. Step back three on the way. It's good for Harper Westside. Good screen at the top. And the Trojans score first. It's 3-0 Troy.
Well, I think that's going to be a big deal for Troy. Getting Harper Westside open there. Centralia's playing straight man-to-man defense. Set a high ball screen for the defense, went under the screen, which allowed Harper Westside space to shoot.
Quickly up the floor, the Panthers came, and a foul called here on Allison Grable. It'll be her first. Team foul number one. Under the basket, triggered in by Dieters. Now back to her in the corner. Three on the way, too strong. Rebound backside, Emerson Weber for the Trojans. Picks up her dribble, gets it off to Allie Franken, still in the backcourt. Now to Westside. 6:45 to go in this first quarter. Troy leading 3-0 on a three-point basket from junior Harper Westside. Now Westside on the right wing gets a screen from Allison Grable. Step back three from the right side. This time, back-to-back triples for Westside. She's got six, and it's 6-0 Troy. 90 seconds gone by.
Boy, again, the same thing. High ball screen. The defense slid underneath the screen as opposed to chasing over the top. Harper Westside, instead of the turning the corner and going downhill to the rim, she just stepped back behind the arc, was able to knock it down.
Peters to the left wing, Hayden Kramer, now back to Owen on the right wing. Zone defense here by the Trojans. Now left wing, three on the way by Hayden Kramer. That's good! Panthers on the board, and Hayden Kramer had a big-time game for the Panthers on Wednesday, leaving the team with 17. She gets them on the board with a three there.
Yeah, so Centralia, that's their third three early in this ball game. Hayden Kramer. Somebody's going to have to step up, or excuse me, Hayden Kramer, yeah, sorry.
There's a foul here on Owen Dieters, and it's going to be Troy basketball underneath the basket. Allison Gray will try to set a screen for Troy. Entry pass to Gracie on the right wing. Now she kicks it out to Allison on the left. One dribble to Weber on the right corner. Down low now to Allison. And she tries to kick it back to Weber. And it's a turnover on Troy. Her first of this contest. First turnover of the game for either team. And the Panthers now come back with the basketball. Down by three. Zone defense here by the Trojans. In the right corner it goes. Tatum Kramer. Here's a flash by Josie Haverkamp. Shot, no. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll go to the Trojans. No, I beg your pardon. It'll stay here with Centralia. Gibbs tried to save it in, but it was off of Troy Trojan, Emerson Weber.
So we talked about one of the keys to Centralia, taking advantage of their size, which is hard to do against that zone from Troy.
Hayden Kramer tries to bury a three. No, but Taylor Gibbs is there to put it back up and in. Gibbs' first basket of the game. And it's 6-5 Trojans, 5:10 to go in quarter number one. Coach Jasper very emphatic with his conversation with me earlier about the rebounding concerns he had in this game. And so far, Centralia doing a good job on the glass. Here's West Side, left wing in the corner. Franken, she'll fire a three. That's no good. Rebound underneath by Haverkamp. She clears for the Panthers. Moving left to right across her dial. Here comes Owen Dieters, senior guard for Centralia. Haverkamp, high post, nice give and go. Down low to Sava Gibbs, cut off on the baseline, kicks it out to Dieters. Now straight away, Hayden Kramer took an extra step, and that's the first turnover on Centralia. As Coach Dusty Thompson, both palms to the ground, motioning, saying, slow down.
It's interesting because Troy likes to play a fast game, but Centralia right now applying a lot of full court pressure, really trying to turn over Troy, which they're used to that. They like to play fast.
4:37 to go in the period. It's 6-5 Trojans on 2 3-pointers by Wettstein. A 3-pointer for Hayden Kramer and a deuce for Tava Gibbs for Centralia. Into the front court now. On the right wing it goes Gracie Grable, guarded by Dieters. Gets a screen from Franken. Drives to the left elbow. Three on the way, and it was good, but a travel first. Wettstein made the bucket, but traveled. Shuffled her feet before putting the shot up. It'll be turnover number two on Troy.
You can tell Harper Wettstein, obviously she's a scorer. She's looking for shots, but almost a little extra effort today just to get shots off.
4:20 to go in the period, 6-5, and we've got both local student sections behind us, Boz. It's a lot of fun right here where we're at.
I love it.
Rempe into the game now, so is Cora Thompson for the first time for Centralia. Rempe, head fakes on the left wing, three, close out there by Weber. Now Dieters on the right wing, looking to go off the bounce, down to the right block, throws out a shot, off the window and in. Owen Dieters aggressive that time, and gives the Panthers their first lead of the game. It's 7-6 Centralia.
A tough basket. Owen Dieters, she's so strong, attacking the rim, able to finish through contact.
Weber now on the right wing, high post action to Allison Grable, loses her dribble, needs some help, finds a Wettstein on the left wing. Wettstein uses the screen from Grable, elevates, off the window, no, I was short. Rebound out of bounds, it'll go to Centralia. 3:36 to go. Let's reset your lineups here, presented by both Atchison and Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. For Centralia, it's Rempe Thompson, Hayden Kramer with Tava Gibbs and Owen Dieters. For the Trojans, it's the same starting five of Wettstein, Grable, Franken, Grable, and Weber. High post, Gibbs, right wing now. Hayden Kramer to the right block. Shot, no, but she's fouled. It'll go to the line for two. Hayden Kramer, Boz, she was an X factor for this Centralia Panther team on Wednesday.
Yeah, she was, and you can see Hayden Kramer, she's being aggressive on the offensive side of things. That time she just a little pump fake at the three-point line because she hit one earlier. Defense closed out hard. She was able to get to the rim and draw the foul.
First free throw is good for Kramer. 60% foul shooter on the season. One more upcoming here. That one off the back iron. It falls through. Soft touch there for Hayden. She's got five to lead the Panthers, who have their largest lead of the game now of 9-6 with 3:17 to go here in the opening quarter. Wettstein into the front court, right wing to Franken. Now top of the key, Weber. Emerson looking for a back cut to Wettstein. Can't get it to her, and a nearly a double dribble. Now to Wettstein on the right, extended wing. Gets a screen from Gracie. Another screen from Gracie. Wettstein sets her feet, fires a three. That's short. Rebound fought for. Allie Franken comes away with it on the baseline. Out to Weber. She'll fire it from 18. That's good. The hustle right there, Boz, of Allie Franken, who leads this team in rebounding. Kept it alive. 9-8 now, Panthers.
She's been really impressive. As we mentioned, Troy doesn't have a big dominant post that's going to clean up the glass. Allison Franken, she's the one that just crashes the board. She's relentless on the glass.
And near steal, and it is a steal. Turnover number two on Centralia. Wettstein in the front court quickly. Right lane line off the window. No, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line for two. Getting back defensively, I believe, was Cora Thompson. Check that. Keelan Rempe for the Panthers. It'll be her first foul. Team's second. Wettstein to the line. She makes the first. Tying this game back at nine as Tatum Kramer, Josie Haverkamp in. Tava Gibbs, Hayden Kramer out. Nicole Judd in for the first time for Troy. Gracie Grable goes out. One more free throw here for Wettstein, and she buries it. She's got 8 of the 10 Trojan points. It's 10-9 Troy now, their third lead change of the game. 2:15 to go in this first quarter.
If you're a Troy fan, you love to see Harper Wettstein start the game out shooting the ball really well.
Nice feed from Dieters underneath to Haverkamp on the left block. That has it knocked away. It'll stay Centralia basketball. From this angle, it looked like maybe Peters overthrew that, Boz, but you got one of the Twin Towers down there, and Josie Haverkamp able to swallow it up.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to go out of bounds. It was going to sail over her head, but Haverkamp able to control it. Entry pass comes near side now to Keelan Rempe. Now Kramer into the corner to Dieters. Head faking on a three into the lane. Contact foul. And she'll go to the line for two. Owen Dieters aggressive here early. Foul called. That's a third team foul. Second on Allie Franken for the Trojans. And that's not what Coach Jasper likes to see early. Dieters to the line. Misses the first. 70% foul shooter on this season. So, again, the statistics are accurate, Boss. I think typically are. This one will go through and tie the game at 10. And it is. Tied at 10, 2 minutes even to go in the first frame. A good one we've got here in this semifinal round of the 1A Division I Girls State Tournament. Nicole Judd on the right wing. Gets a screen from Allison Grable. Top of the key with the left-handed dribble. Now needs help. Finds Westside on the left wing. Extended. Harper gets a screen from Judd. Now a screen from Allison Grable. Trying to drive baseline. Needs help. In the middle, it's Franken. Near side, Weber. Feet set. Long three. No. Rebound. Tapped around. Out of bounds. It'll go to Troy. Hustle there by Allison Grable as well as Josie Haverkamp battling for that board. Troy will retain possession on the near sideline.
Troy doing a really nice job attacking the glass. They're outsized in the paint, but rebounding isn't always about size. It's about effort.
Westine kind of triggered in before a five count, and there it is. Turnover number three on Troy. Great defense there by the Panthers as they force that five count here on the near sideline. Kava Gibbs in, Cora Thompson out. Let's reset your lineups again. Keelan Rempe, Josie Haverkamp, Tava Gibbs, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters for the Panthers. Westine, Emerson Weber, Nicole Judd, Allie Franken, and Allison Grable. Here's a three on the way by Rempe. No, rebound Tatum Kramer, put back, that's no good. Rebound ripped down by Franken, and she's caught. Triple teamed on the baseline. Needs some help, it's out of bounds to Troy. Resetting your lineups here, presented by Sabetha and Atchison Auto Parts.
A little bit interesting to see Centralia. Sometimes it's hard to attack a zone. I think Troy, they've played zone all year long, but they're sagging in the paint. They're trying to negate the size of Centralia.
Top of the key, here's Westine. Head fakes on a three and a moving screen here on Allison Grable, and that's going to be her second. So Allison Grable with two, Allie Franken with two. That's going to bring back into the game Gracie Grable to replace Allison. Again, not very deep on the bench are the Troy Trojans. Centralia, on the other hand, they can go 8, 9, 10 deep. In the front court, Panthers have it. Nice find underneath the basket. Josie Haverkamp skipping it across the court there from Dieters. Great time for the Deuce.
That's a good example of size. Allie Franken was there. She was in the right spot, but the pass was just too high. It was too high for Allie Franken to get, not too high for Haverkamp.
12 to 10, Panthers with the lead. Under 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Right corner it goes. That's Emerson Weber. Cutting is Westine. Needs some help, and she's fouled here by Tava Gibbs. Driving baseline, and that's going to be the fourth team foul on Centralia. Both teams have four team fouls here in this first quarter. That foul called on Gibbs. Just her first. Westine to trigger it in. Tatum Kramer goes out. Rempe back in. Now on the right wing, it's Gracie Grable to Westine. 30 seconds to go in the opening frame. Centralia with a 12-10 lead. Screen from Gracie Grable. Flash comes up by Owen Dieters. Great defense, pokes it away. Peyton Kramer in a run-out opportunity. Loses the handle on it out of bounds. Back to Troy.
A little frustration that time, Centralia. Great hustle on the defensive end. Got the steal. Hayden Kramer had a breakaway layup, just lost the handle out of bounds.
So one turnover on each team there. Now we got 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Full court pressure applied here by Centralia. Still in the back court of the Trojans. Gracie Grable travels with it. She got caught in a double team. Boz hit the ground, and that's going to give Centralia a chance here with 9 seconds to go in the frame.
Yes, Centralia, they've been putting full court pressure on this entire time. A lot of man pressure. That time they were in a little bit of a zone trap, and Gracie Grable, she dribbled right where you don't want to on the sideline.
Dieters to trigger, gets it to Haverkamp, back to Dieters. Owen, Euro step, elevates off the window. It's good. 3 seconds to go. Up by four on the Panthers. Here's Westine from three quarters. Court is short, and we've reached the end of quarter number one. Centralia with a 14-10 lead as we head to the second frame. a great basketball game. Don't go anywhere here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at the United Wireless Arena. Here's Owen Dieters on a baseline drive. Miss rebound to Josie Haberkamp. Jump ball. Possession stays for the Panthers. Jacob Boz with you here at the United Wireless Arena. Start of the second quarter action. Centralia with a 14-10 lead here in this ball game. Seth Tolleson back at the studio doing the Lord's work, as B-Tab would say. Dieters to trigger it in here for the Panthers. We'll get you a reset of your lineup here in just a second. Here's Gibbs. Left-handed layup missed. Rebound ripped down by Westside. Here come the Trojans in transition. Nice pass, Gracie Grabe. One dribble layup. It's good.
Beautiful fast break from Troy. Got the long outlet. Two on one. No dribbles from Centralia's basket all the way to the other end to the layup.
Dieters into the lane. And, man, Dieters looked like that ball didn't have a prayer to go in, Boz, but she banks it home. She's got five. And the aggressiveness from Owen Dieters showing out here early. Here's Frank into the high post, right wing, Gracie Grable, now Westside between the rings. It's Gracie Grable, Harper Westside, Allison Grable, Emerson Weber, and Allie Franken for the Trojans. It's Gibbs, Haberkamp, nice dish down. They'll swat it away by Haberkamp, but they say she got Grable on the arm.
Well, I like what Troy is doing right now. They're moving the ball around the perimeter, setting some high pick and roll stuff. But some of the games we've seen from Troy earlier, a lot of the guards sit around on the perimeter and kind of watch to see what Harper Wettstein's going to do. Now they're attacking the basket.
Grable at the line for two. First one is missed. We're in the middle of giving you a reset of your lineups here. So we've got Cora Thompson, Owen Dieters, Tava Gibbs, Keelan Rempe on the floor with Tatum Kramer. Or check that, Hayden Kramer, not Keelan Rempe, on the floor. Reset of your lineups presented by Sabetha and Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Second free throw good for Grable. That's Gracie. She's got three. And it's a three-point lead here for the Panthers. 16-13, 6:26 to go here in quarter number two. Right wing, Hayden Kramer. Zone defense still here by the Trojans. A deep left wing three from Dieters. How about you, Owen?
She's starting to heat up a little bit. Owen Dieters, she didn't hesitate with that shot.
8 points in the game now for Dieters. And we've got a traveling violation here on Troy. Against this full court pressure, turnover number six on the Trojans. Check that, seven on Troy. Judd back in the game. Gracie Grable comes out. 6:10 to go here in the half, but Owen Dieters, Boz, heating up. She's got eight to lead the Panthers. Hayden Kramer on the left wing. Gives it off to Dieters. She'll fire another left wing three. That one's too strong. Backside rebound. Tapped around. Out of bounds. Saved in momentarily by Tatum Kramer. It'll go to the Trojans here with 5:59 to go in the half. It's 19-13 Centralia.
Yeah, just a really good game right now. Both teams just doing a good job offensively of attacking the other defense. Troy's in their zone defense. Centralia doing a good job finding holes and gaps in that. Timeout here by Troy in the backcourt as Harper Westheim was caught in that pressure. 5:51 to go here in the opening half. It's a 30-second break. We'll keep this one here as we're a little bit delayed getting to it. They've already started the count, Seth. So 5:51 to go here in the half. 19-13 Centralia leading Troy. This pressure that Troy is, you know, early in the game, Boz, I felt like Troy was kind of breaking it with ease. But now you've seen Centralia really settle in with their full court press. So oftentimes when teams like to press, said this before on broadcast, it's not like they're trying to get a turnover every time, but what they're doing is speeding up their opponent so they have to play with a ton of energy from the opening tip to the final buzzer. So what happens is it wears on you, the press does. It just wears you down. Even when you have a little bit of success, it still is really difficult to get it across half court and get set up in your offense. So out of the Trojan timeout, they got four remaining. Centralia with all five still left. Troy with the basketball moving right to left in the backcourt with Harper Westheim. She's guarded by Hayden Kramer, who's done a pretty good job really settling into this game after Harper hit two big threes to begin this contest.
Yeah, Hayden Kramer and Tatum Kramer, they're kind of alternating on Westheim, keeping somebody fresh defensively on her.
Judd on the right wing. Screen comes to the top. Westheim, good closeout there by Hayden Kramer. Couldn't let Harper get the shot off. Harper with the right-handed dribble, trying to go one-on-one. Baseline drive, kick out. Frank in a three. Air ball picked up by Tava Gibbs underneath the basket. Here come the Panthers looking to run. Owen, left lane line drive. Kicks out corner. Head faking on three. Hayden Kramer. Jump stop from 15 is short. Rebound ripped down by Emerson Weber for the Trojans. 5:10 to go in the half. 19-13 still your score. Panthers with the lead. Westheim, hesitation, top of the key. Nice dish underneath. That's an easy bunny there for Allie Franken.
Beautiful pass. Harper Westheim broke down the defense, attacked straight down the center of the lane, drew the help side from the post, little wraparound bounce pass for the assist.
We got a foul here on Westheim as she tried to go through a screen that was up there. Coach Jasper bringing Gracie Grable back into the game. And she will replace Emerson Weber. 4:52 to go here in the first half. Gibbs will go out as Thompson comes back in for Centralia. Dieters, right wing, three from 38. Owen Dieters is feeling it in Dodge.
You know when you have a confident shooter. Owen Dieters took the inbound pass, didn't even hesitate, didn't even look anywhere else other than the rim and let that one fly.
11 points in the game now. Here's a back cut by Gracie Grable. One dribble on the baseline, cut off, gets it off to Allison out top of the key. Westheim, 7-point Panther lead, their largest of the game. It's 22-15. Allison Grable on the right block, head fake. Spins in the lane, kicks it out to Gracie Grable on the right wing. Now kicks it out to Allison Grable. They reset offense to Harper Westheim. Right wing extended, 4:15 to go in the half. Screen comes. Westheim drives right lane line. Picks up her dribble. Nice cut by Grable. Allison throws up a shot. No. Rebound. Taps around, and Dieters comes away with it for the Panthers. Up the court quickly. Hayden Kramer on the left wing. Back to Dieters. Head fakes on a three. Side step for a three. Short. Rebound, out of bounds, saved in by Tatum Kramer. Dieters dives to keep it alive to Gibbs. Now Hayden Kramer from 18. No. Rebound by Nicole Judd this time and an instant trap for Troy. Gets it off to Westheim. What a scramble that was.
Well, I just love the hustle. Both teams giving it absolutely everything they got.
Westheim, a deep straightaway three. No. Rebound ripped down by Dieters. Here come the Panthers looking to push and a timeout by Coach Thompson. And the Panther faithful are saying, ooh, we had a wide open breakaway, but we'll step aside. 3:33 to go in the half, 22-15 Centralia, back on the road to glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Out of the timeout by Centralia, the Panthers with the basketball in a 7-point lead. It's 22-15, 3:33 to go in the half.
Jake and Bob's with you, courtside at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. Seth Tollefson back at the studio. We got Dieters, Rempe, Tatum Kramer into the game for the first time, Milena Becker, and Josie Haberkamp. Haberkamp with a turnaround, Jay, no. Foul here by Milena Becker on the rebound. Will be Troy basketball for the Trojans. It's Franken, Weststein, Weber, Nicole Judd, and Gracie Grable. Resetting your lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Full court pressure being applied here again. It's that 1-2-2 zone. Kind of a diamond press here by the Panthers. Weststein up the timeline to Judd. Dribbles down to the near sideline. Skips near side. Gracie Grable will fire a three. Too strong. And a push here underneath the basket on Troy. Looks like it'll be on Nicole Judd. Well, Pops, when you're 5'3", you got to go against the Twin Tower down low. You got to make a little bit of room so Judd gets called there.
Yeah, come on. You can't call a foul on a rebound on a 5'3 gal trying to battle with the 5'10 gal.
Petrella with the basketball. Haberkamp, Rempe, swinging it around the horn. Here's a three on the way by Tatum. Kramer, that rattles home. Kramer's first basket of the game. Troy's biggest lead of the game now is 25-15. Grable in the backcourt. Gracie gets it back to Weststein. Still in the backcourt. Has to cross the timeline and does so here. 2:35 to go in the half. Harper, right-handed dribble between the rings. Gets a screen from Gracie Grable. Right lane line drive. Scoop shot off the window. That's good. Harper Weststein in the game now. Bosh, she's got 10 of the 17 Trojan points.
Yeah, they're just putting so much pressure on Harper. That time they tried to...
Peters
taking over.
Just splits two defenders, Boz. Hop step into the lane. It banks it home. Peters leading all scorers in this game now with 13. Gracie Grable in the left corner. It comes Emerson Weber. Skips it right wing down to Nicole Judd. Baseline here is Gracie Grable. Fire from 8. That one's good. Gracie Grable now with 5 in the game. It's 27-19 Centralia. Under 2 minutes to go here in the half.
But Gracie Grable, she could be kind of the X factor we've talked about. She hasn't scored a lot of points the last several games.
Dieters fires a long three on the left wing. That one short. Rebound cleared by Allie Franken for the Trojans. Here comes Weststein. 1:35 to go. Weber head fakes on a three. Good closeout there by Josie Haberkamp. Now Weber. Oh, my goodness. She goes right lane line, and Haberkamp sent that to the seventh row.
Yeah, Haberkamp aggressive block. Last time she tried to do that, she got called for the foul. That time, no question, it was clean. She threw it about 50 feet behind the baseline.
Weber thought she had a blow by, but Haberkamp said, oh, nay, nay. Entry here for the Trojans, retaining possession underneath their own basket. Weststein has it with the right-handed dribble, top of the key. 1:23 to go in the opening half. Gracie Grable between the rings, tells Franken to move. Needs some help, gets it to Alley on the right extended wing. Still man-to-man here by Centralia. Great job here by Panthers defense. Weststein in the lane. Her bank shot, no good, and she'll go to the line for two. As I was saying, great defense. That was a great back cut that time by Harper Weststein.
Yes, it's straight man-to-man defense from Centralia. The only difference is whoever is guarding Harper Weststein is face guarding, which means they offer no help.
First toss from Harper is good. Now 3-for-3 from the line tonight. 11 points in the game for her. Second toss is good. She's got 12. And I mentioned a moment ago, Dieters with 11. She actually has 13. So Dieters with 13. Weststein with 12. It's 27-21 Centralia with a minute to go in the opening half. Dieters on the right wing extended, drives in the lane, floater from 8, too strong, rebound ripped down, backside by Weststein looking to push up the court. It's Gracie Grable, run out opportunity with the left hand, layup is good. Grable, she's got 7 in the game now, and it's 27-23, 40 seconds to go, Panthers with the lead in the basketball.
Heads in a play by Harper Weststein, she got the rebound, kept her eyes up, able to get it down the court for the easy bucket.
Haberkamp, free throw line jumper halfway down and spat back out. 30 seconds to go in the half. Trojans with the basketball. Weststein crosses the timeline. Gets a screen from Weber. Still with the dribble with 22 seconds to go. Looking to drive baseline. Layup miss. Rebound Dieters for Centralia. 18 seconds to go in the half. Dieters looking to push into the front court. Into the lane. Dishes it off. Thompson loses the handle of it. It's a jump ball. Possession will go to Troy. Great feed from Dieters. Thompson just couldn't hang on to it. And it's just the 5th turnover on the Panthers in this game.
Yeah, Centralia, they just want to keep pushing. Even at the end of the quarter, time left, about 15 seconds, Theaters, they didn't pull it out on a set play. They're just simply attacking the rim.
11 seconds out, 8, crossing the timeline. Westside with 5 seconds to go in the half. Westside, straight away, 3 on the way. It's good! And that will be the end of the first half. 27-26. Centralia leading Troy by 1. Could you ask for anything better from two teams that know each other so well? We're back with the Highland Community College Halftime Report here on FM 103.9 FM and 92.1 FM. It's the MSC Sports Radio Network's coverage of the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
John's Supermarket is Troy's oldest food store and is a proud supporter of the Troy community and student athletes. For all your grocery needs and fresh cut meat, stop by John's Supermarket, open 7 days a week in Troy. Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater, the perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, we've reached halftime. Welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Man, it's Jacob Boz here courtside. And, Boz, we've got an amazing first half game going on right now with Centralia leading 27-26 here at the break. Seth Tollison back in the studio for this one as we've got a great game of 27-26. A hot start for Troy. Big-time threes to begin this ball game. And then Centralia settled in offensively, settled in defensively, led 14-10 at the end of the first quarter. And then Centralia led this game by as many as 10 in the second frame. But then a big comeback by the Trojans to end that first half, trimming that lead that was 10 for Centralia down to just 1 here at the halftime break. Our halftime statistics presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group of member firms, Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanky and Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, and also NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff in Whiting. Boz, first half statistic tonight, and we knew we had two superstars on the floor, and they're definitely shining bright here early.
Yeah, it's such a good matchup. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast, two really good teams that know each other well, both have really outstanding guards. Harper Wettstein, boy, she started out on fire. You remember, she hit the first couple possessions on the high pick and roll. Defense went underneath. She stepped back and knocked down 2 threes. Since that point, Coach Thompson said, hey, we can't do that. We got to go over the top. She hadn't had as many open looks. But Harper Wettstein's got 15 points, 3 of 5 beyond the arc. Flip it over to Centralia. Owen Dieters has 15. She's 2 of 6 beyond the arc. But, man, she knocked down a really deep one,
38 feet.
Just really feeling confident with shooting. And those are the two that we would expect to carry the load as far as scoring. But yes, when you start looking too, the X factor for Troy, we talked about Gracie Grable, hadn't scored a whole lot. She hurt her ankle in the sub-state final. You know, she's battling through that, just hasn't scored, but she's got seven here in the first half. And really, other than that, for Troy, Allie Franken's got two and Emerson Weber's got two. So obviously Harper Wettstein's got the majority of the points, but definitely helped out by Gracie Grable. For Centralia, Owen Dieters, 15. She's being aggressive offensively, attacking the rim. If they sag off her, she's bombing threes, just playing really well. Scoring a little bit more spread out other than Dieters. You've got other girls chipping in. Hayden Kramer's got five. Tatum Kramer's got three. Tava Gibbs and Josie Haberkamp have two. Here's a couple interesting things that I kind of highlighted when you talk about stats. Detroit's playing a lot of full court pressure. They're wanting to trap and turn Troy over. Troy only has seven turnovers in the first half. That's really good against that pressure. I think Centralia probably thought they'd maybe be able to turn them over a little more than they did. So Troy's doing a nice job taking care of the ball. For Centralia, they've only got three turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really doing a nice job of taking advantage of every possession. One thing I thought would be a big discrepancy in this game, Coach Jasper talked about it, was rebounding.
Yeah.
If you're Coach Jasper in that locker room, I'd be high-fiving everybody. Troy got 14 rebounds in that first half. Centralia got 16.
Ooh.
Very even battle on the glass.
Yeah.
That is definitely a win for Troy, staying that close on the glass. Other than that, everything else is pretty equal. Both teams shooting at a pretty good clip. Troy shooting really well right now, 45% here in the first half. Centralia, 34%. So little gap there, but by and large, this is just a really, really close game.
As you can tell by the score,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, stats don't lie, am
exactly.
I right?
Yep.
Here's what I want to get from you, Boz, before we take our final break and then come back for the second half, is Centralia and Troy, both teams trying to punch their ticket to a state title game tomorrow. Starting with the visitors, the Trojans, what do they have to do in the second half to make that possible?
I think they need to keep doing what they're doing. And when I say that, I mean offensively. They're not panicking. They're not rushing stuff. They're trying to get Harper Wettstein shots, which you should. But the thing I liked most about what they were doing offensively was the other guards, when Harper had the ball, they weren't standing and watching. You saw a lot of backdoor cuts. You saw some give and go. A lot more movement away from the ball. I think they really need to keep doing that. As much pressure as Centralia is putting on them defensively on the perimeter, back doors are going to be open. Basket cuts, curl cuts, those kind of things are going to be open where you're attacking the rim.
How about on the flip side for the Panthers, trying to get there once again for the third time in the last five seasons?
Here's the thing for Centralia that I think they have got to start taking advantage of, and that is their size. It's sometimes hard to attack a zone. That's why Troy's playing a zone. They kind of pack things in a little bit, try to negate the size, but it's a 3-2 zone. So a lot of times the high post area, that's where the gap is at. I'd like to see Centralia maybe run some high-low stuff where you can really take advantage of the Twin Towers inside, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp. I think if you attack inside, the zone's going to tighten up, which then that opens up your inside-out game.
Both teams didn't get to the free throw line very much, Boz, in that first half. Troy with six attempts. Centralia just with four attempts in that first half. We'll see if that becomes a factor. Half number two is coming up here just a few moments away. Centralia leading Troy, this 1A Division I girls state semifinal here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're back after this here on 103.9 KMZA and 92.1 KMZA.
Attention Sabetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right cover.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Here we go with the second half action. Jacob Oz with you. Centralia with the basketball now moving right to left across your radio dial. Owen Dieter is on the left block. Skips it to the middle of the lane. It's Taylor Gibbs off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Gibbs. We've got a foul here, and it's going to be on Centralia, and it's going to be on Taylor Gibbs as she got her own offensive rebound. That's her third. That's a big foul there for Gibbs here early on. So it's Gibbs, Hayden Kramer, and stepping on the sideline was Harper Westside, turning it right back for the Trojans. Let's get your lineups reset here. It's the Twin Towers down low. Haberkamp and Gibbs for Centralia. With Dieters at guard, Tatum Kramer as well. For the Trojans, it's Emerson Weber, Allison and Gracie Grable, Allie Franken and Harper Wetstein. Resetting your lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Here's a three missed on the way. Rebound by Gibbs is no good. And we've got a jump ball on the rebound attempt possession to the Trojans. So far, again, now extended pressure. Gibbs still on the floor, Boz. Three fouls, and she's a point of now Centralia's version of this 1-3-1 full court pressure.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure if you're Tava Gibbs. You're the aggressive one on the top of this diamond press. You got to be real careful.
Across the timeline, Westein dribbles to the near sideline, picks up a dribble in front of a double team. It's a trap. Ball free on the floor, picked up by Weber, though. Back to Westein. Harper skips it near side. And through the hands of Allison Grable, turnover number 9 on Troy. We're still tied. Not tied, still at the same score as we were at halftime. 27-26 Centralia, 7:02 to go in the third frame. Full court pressure here being applied by the Trojans, broken with ease by Taba Gibbs into the front court. Gets it off the Dieters right in front of us here on the near sideline. Westine guarding her now at the top of this zone. Dieters picks up her dribble, needs some help, skips it near corner to Tatum Kramer. Cross-court pass on the right wing. Hayden Kramer, a wide-open three is hit, buried. Her second triple of the game.
Yeah, you can't give Hayden Kramer that much time. The zone was all the way to the near sideline. Good skip pass to Hayden Kramer for the three.
Here's a pass in the lane to Westine. Knocked away the 10th turnover of the game. And quickly up the floor, Centralia. They give it right back. Fourth turnover for the Panthers. But Centralia, three turnovers here in this third quarter and three possessions.
Yeah, we talked about Troy doing a really nice job of taking care of the ball. Only had 7 in the first half. They've got 3 here early in this third quarter.
Pressure being applied still by the Panthers has caused issues here early for the Trojans. Still in the backcourt. Westine trying to cross the timeline, does so. Screen comes from Weber. Now right wing goes to Gracie Grable into the short corner. Allison Grable so fire from 18, too strong. Rebound backside, Gracie Grable. Power dribble, bank shot. No, rebound ripped down by Dieters. Here comes Centralia.
Well, missed opportunities for Troy. You get that offensive rebound. Grable had a really nice look at the basket, just couldn't get it to drop.
Dieters into the far corner, swings it to the top of the key. Now coming near side to Hayden Kramer. Nice skip pass to Dieters. Shows fire, a three from the right wing. No, rebound ripped down. Allie Franken for the Trojans. Dieters immediately snaps into full court pressure being applied onto Harper Westine. Nearly got a steal, and Westine lost her dribble. Needs some help in the backcourt. Good job by Dieters applying pressure and timeout. Coach Jasper with 5:34 to go in the third frame. Centralia turning up the heat. They lead by 4. It's 30-26. Back in half a minute here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Doniphan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at State.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at the United Wireless Arena, the old UWA. Jake and Boz here with you courtside. Seth Tollison back at the studios in Dodge City. Jake and Boz, we are just excited to be here. This is a great game so far. Troy has to take a timeout early, though, because of the pressure by Centralia in the second half.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun. Both teams just absolutely getting after it. But Centralia's ratcheted up the pressure a little bit here in this third quarter.
Out of the timeout, Trojans with the basketball. They break pressure this time down to Allie Franke on the left block. Needs help, finds Allison Grable at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Wettstein has it picked free but gets it back. Dribbles between her legs right between the rings. She's guarded by Hayden Kramer. Got the screen knowing it's coming. Gracie Grable top of the key. Looking for somebody. Finds Wettstein. Left wing three on the way is no good. We got a foul here. I believe it's going to be on Hayden Kramer, and it is. She was trying to fight through the screen by Emerson Weber that was setting Wettstein free.
Out of the timeout, Coach Jasper, he ran a set play, and we haven't seen him run a ton of those because of the junk defenses they've seen, but that time Wettstein got rid of the ball to the left wing, ran all the way kind of to the right wing and underneath the block, and a double stagger screen is what happened.
Rempe into the game for the first time in the second half for the Panthers. She replaces Tatum Kramer. Now Wettstein on the left wing extended, guarded by Dieters. You've seen that switch up here in the second half as well, Bob.
Yeah, they changed a whole bunch of girls. Different girls have been guarding Wettstein. Now they've got Dieters on her, which is an interesting matchup because Dieters is pretty physical.
Nice give and go underneath the basket. Shot missed by Franken, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. That time Wettstein, you saw Dieters go for the steal. Didn't get it, and Wettstein able to go baseline.
If Centralia gambles and tries to get those steals, that's going to give the advantage to Wettstein. And see, she's so good attacking the rim with her eyes up. That time she was able to find Allie Franken wide open.
Two tosses here for Franken. First one, no good. Just a 47% foul shooter. That was the second foul on Josie Haverkamp. So Haverkamp with two, Gibbs with three. Only Panthers in any kind of foul trouble. Second toss rattles home for Franken. 30-27, Panthers lead is three. They led by as many as 10 in this game. Rempe across the timeline, right in front of us on the sideline, gets it off to Dieters. Trap comes. Owen guarded tightly by Wettstein. Dribbles with the right hand across the court. Dribble weave action here with, that's Kramer. Hayden shot missed. Rebound fought for. Kramer gets it back. Out to Dieters. Owen, 10 feet away from the basket, spins on the right block, throws up a shot off the window, bounces home. Owen Dieters, through contact, able to get that one to drop.
And that's strength. I mean, Owen Dieters, she's really strong. She got the ball in the paint with the board and able to basically take girls up with her and finish that shot.
Wettstein, nice find. Emerson Weber from the left block, banks it home. You're seeing now is Wettstein getting into the lane and dishing it off.
That's what we haven't seen a whole lot because of the box and one type defense. Anytime Wettstein went to the basket, there you had zone players behind that to pick up the help defense.
Here's a pass to the right wing to Dieters. Centralia in the front court now. 3:45 to go in the third. 3-point lead for the Panthers. Three on the way from Rippy! Keelan, her first basket of the game. And the Panthers, a big time three right there, extends their lead up to six.
Yeah, what you're seeing from the Centralia right now, they've got a bunch of different girls getting into the action. It's not just Dieters. Other ones are picking up the scoring right now.
Wettstein crossing the timeline. Now Hayden Kramer guarding her. Elevator screen to the top. Gracie Grable with the basketball. Hitting the deck was Franken. Now in the right corner it goes. Wettstein, Allison Grable, she'll fire from 18. Wide open and hits the bottom, and she says, let's go. Second time the Panthers have left her wide open. First time she's made it.
Allison Grable, she's not a really high percentage shooter, and Centralia has elected to challenge her to shoot those mid-range shots. And that time, Grable just knocked it down.
Hayden Kramer tries to get a three. That's no good. Rebound Dieters, though, for the Panthers. Driving baseline. Back pass. Near corner. Rempe, another three on the way. In and out. Rebound Thompson. Her putback. No good. Rebound and a foul here on Haverkamp. That's going to be her third. beg your pardon, that's going to be on Hayden Kramer. That's just her second. As both Kramer and Haverkamp going for the rebound. Cora Thompson out, back in, Tava Gibbs.
When Allie Franken, we don't talk enough about her. She's undersized. She's having to go against a couple really big players from Centralia, but Allie Franken is just relentless on the glass.
Stoppage on the floor right now, Boss, because Owen Dieter's hair came undone. Okay, so she's got to get it tied back up in her little high bun there. Okay, we're ready to go. You don't see that, obviously, in men's basketball for the most part. But a stoppage there. Now we're ready to go. 35-31, Centralia, 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Left side to the right block. Foul is called. She's going to the line for two. And if that's on Kramer, it's her third. Or if it's on Haverkamp, it's her third.
When Haverkamp's kind of shaking her head a little bit, and I would agree with her a little bit there, Josie Haverkamp, she was just standing straight up and down. Harper Wettstein definitely initiated that contact into her on the shot.
Wettstein gets the first free throw into the game. Cora Thompson for Haverkamp. Hayden Kramer will go out as Tatum comes back in. Wettstein, another free throw here, trying to get the Trojans back within two with 2:29 to go in the third. And she does. 17 in the game now for Wettstein, her first points here in the third quarter. 35-33, Centralia with the lead and the basketball. Rempe driving baseline, elevates from 10. That's short. Rebound tapped around like a pinball. Out of bounds, it'll be Centralia basketball.
Both Centralia girls ran after that, and they almost like they were, should we grab it or not? They elected to let it go out of bounds, but that was a kind of a 50-50 which way the call was going
to
go.
2:15 to go in the frame. 35-33, Panthers. Rempe here on the left wing. Keelan gives it back to the right wing, and Dieters gets this zone. Entry pass. Nice find underneath the basket. And Tava Gibbs count the basket and the foul.
A great entry pass from Owen Dieters. That was a diagonal right wing to left block over two defenders. Great catch by Tava Gibbs and the strong finish.
Gibbs has lived at the free throw line the past two games for the Panthers. Free throw is good. 8 for 12 in the sub-state championship, 9 of 10 in the opening round game on Wednesday. 1 for 1 here today. It's a 5-point lead for the Panthers after the 3-point play. 1:53 to go here in the third. Trojans with the basketball. Nicole Judd with the dribble on the right hand, going left to right. Now Wettstein in the right wing. Dribbles with her left hand, guarded by Tatum Kramer. Now between the legs, looking to drive. Goes to the right elbow. Nice find. Allison Grable, no, but she's fouled by Cora Thompson. That'll be her first, team's fifth here in the third quarter.
So here's something we haven't seen a whole lot. When we've been watching Troy, a lot of teams, they're putting so much pressure on Harper Wettstein that she typically operates outside the three-point line. What you're seeing now, Centralia is putting so much pressure on her on the perimeter that Wettstein is able to get downhill. She's getting into the heart of the defense, which is drawing help side from Centralia, and Wettstein's finding open players that are slashing to the rim.
Rempe goes out. Hayden Kramer back in. First free throw was good. So is the second for Allison Grable. 38-35 with a minute 36 to go here in the third frame. Dieters into the front court. Looking to drive baseline. Cut off by Franken. Now stuck in the corner. Skip past to the right wing, Tatum Kramer. She picks up her dribble. Top of the key now to Hayden. Hayden tries to find Tatum in the corner but throws it away. Just the fifth turnover on Centralia in this ball game. 1:21 to go here in the third. Gibbs will go out. Thompson back in for the Panthers. Again, this eight-girl rotation right now for Coach Thompson. You got three fouls. It doesn't matter. You got girls that can step in.
Yeah, they've got plenty of depth on their bench, and they've been doing this all game long. They're rotating pretty quickly, trying to keep everybody fresh that's on the court.
70 seconds to go in the third. Allison Grable on the left wing. One dribble to the right. Now Emerson Weber, top of the key. Here's Wettstein coming off of the screen. Good closeout by Hayden Kramer. Wettstein looking to drive. Get some separation, but kicks it left to Nicole Judd. Judd dribbles to the right. Now to the middle of the floor. Allison Grable on the right wing. Here's a cut by Wettstein. Layup missed. Rebound ripped down by Owen Dieters and nearly fouled there in the backcourt. 45 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Dieters-Wettstein, this is a fun matchup to watch here, Boss.
Great matchup. Both of them getting after it. Wettstein trying to be a little physical with Dieters. The Centralia student body behind us wanting a foul call.
Here on the near side, it's Hayden Kramer. Top of the key, Owen Dieters. Head fakes on a three and a foul here on Nicole Judd.
And you've got to close out any time that you see that head fake. But Owen Dieters might do it better than anybody I've seen at the high school level of using her shoulders and her head to fake where she might be going.
Yeah, I can never blame Nicole Judge. She's undersized out there, but, man, she plays with a ton of heart, and she closed out very aggressively.
Here's an alley-oop type of pass to Tava Gibbs, and no basket, says the official. What a toss by Dieters. Gibbs cuts to the basket.
That's twice we've seen that, last couple possessions. It's a diagonal pass from the right wing down to the left block. The backside of the zone for Troy has kind of fallen asleep a little bit.
Weber picks up the personal. Dieters to trigger it in, and at the five count.
No. I think it was
the official had five fingers up, but what?
It was a warning.
Okay.
Harper Wettstein, she's guarding the inbounds pass, so she's leaning across the out-of-bounds line.
Reached over the boundary.
Yep.
Okay. So they throw it back in. Opportunity here by Hayden Kramer, and she goes to the rack. Fouled by Weber, and she'll go to the line for two.
Well, I've been impressed with Centralia's guards today. They really haven't taken advantage so much of their size, but their guards have been very aggressive with the dribble drive.
So Hayden to the line, a 60% foul shooter, 2 for 2 tonight. Make it 3 for 3. Back into the game, Cora Thompson, also Milena Becker, replacing the Twin Towers, Hayward Camp and Gibbs. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter, 39-35 Centralia. One more free throw here for Hayden Kramer. Toss is on the way, off the back iron, no. Rebound for Franken, comes away with it. Allie gets it off to Wettstein, 20 seconds to go in the period, 4-point lead for Centralia. Led by one at the break. Here's Wettstein trying to go past Becker. Milena doing a great job defensively. Step back, free throw line, jumper miss. Rebound by Becker for the Panthers. Ball poked free, out of bounds. It'll go to Troy off the Centralia Panthers with 4 seconds to go.
That time, Harper Wettstein, she was trying to make something happen at the end of the quarter. Great defense from Centralia. Didn't let her get downhill.
39-35, 4 seconds to go. Trojans have triggered it. It's Franken. Gets it into Wettstein. 2 seconds. Step through off the window. No. We reach the end of the third period of play. A great matchup continues as Centralia leads Troy 39-35. Fourth quarter action coming up next on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now's the time to buy a gun and security safe from Grant's Repair just west of Wathena. Stop in and check out their showroom offering more than 35 different safes to view. Safes from Liberty, Browning, Champion, Superior, and Fort Knox, with many sizes, colors, and accessories to choose from. Grant's Repair is currently offering bundle-up savings with discounted prices, plus you get a hoodie, insulated tumbler, and dehumidifier with every safe purchased. Hurry in for the best selection and great local service. Grant's Repair, gun and security safes, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Online at grantsrepair.net.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hyatt.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Centralia with the basketball to begin quarter number four. Tatum Kramer, left wing three, miss. Rebound Josie Haverkamp. Her putback rattles home. Just her second basket of the game, but a great put stick back there for Haverkamp. It's now 41-35 Centralia. Jake and Bob here, courtside, steps back in the studios on this Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. We'll reset your lineups here in just a moment. Wettstein down low, Franken loses the handle on it, out of bounds, deflected off of Centralia. It'll stay Troy basketball. For the Panthers, it's Hayden and Tatum Kramer, Gibbs, Haverkamp, and Dieters. For the Trojans, it's Weber with Gracie Grable, Allison Grable, Franken, and Wettstein. Resetting your lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Here's a turnover by Centralia. They're 11th in the game. Panthers cross the timeline now, up six. Nice dish down low. Gibbs, bank shot. It's good. Twin Towers activated here in this fourth quarter right now, Buzz. Timeout on the floor. 7:06 to go in this one, and the Panthers lead has grown to 8. It's 43-35. We're back after this here from Dodge City on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a tow, Davies Wrecker Service of Troy is ready and on call. Serving Doniphan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Wrecker Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Jacob Boz with you, Steph in studio. 7:06 to go in this one. 1A Division I girls semifinal game here at the state tournament. 43-35, Centralia leading the Troy Trojans. Out of the Coach Jasper timeout, Troy with two remaining. Centralia has four. Trojan basketball in the backcourt. It's Harper Westside as the Trojans continue to move left to right across your dial. In their home white uniforms defensively are the Panthers, the Road Blues for Troy. Westside to the right wing, top of the key. Gracie Grable through a double screen. Now a back screen coming for Westside on the right wing. She'll reset offense here.
Boy, nice job, Troy. They're trying to set up a couple set plays to get Westside open.
Weber, a left wing three, is short. Rebound Dieters for the Panthers. Centralia has had a lot of success in the first few minutes of this fourth quarter with giving it to the post. They go here again. Gibbs through contact. Shot missed. Fight for the rebound. Gets it back. Dieters. Head fake. Now a left wing three off the mark, but they call a foul prior to underneath the basket. No shot.
Kind of starting to see Centralia's bigs come alive a little bit more. Not that they weren't playing hard to begin with, but Centralia wasn't really taking advantage of their inside game. So Gibbs and Haverkamp, they are really getting after it on the board.
Give and go. Dieters corner three. No. Gibbs, an offensive rebound. Put back. No shot, they say. But a foul underneath the basket once again. Man, Twin Towers are going to work here as Coach Jasper begs for his girls to box out.
Yeah.
That foul number four now on Allie Franken.
Centralia, they're just having their way right now on the glass. It's kind of, you can see, sense a little bit of a momentum shift here. Centralia's starting to seize that momentum. They're being really aggressive on the offensive boards.
Rempe in, Tatum Kramer out. Panthers get it in. Here's Dieters, top of the key. Josie Haverkamp now extended on the perimeter. Back to Dieters, down low to Haverkamp. Turnaround, Jay, no. Rebound, fought for, and Weber has it momentarily. Poked free, still loose, and we got a foul here. Going against Troy on the scrum underneath the basket. It's going to be called on Allison Grable, much to the displeasure of the team wearing blue.
Kind of one of those things when the ball is bouncing your way, you take advantage. You got to feel like right now things are bouncing Centralia's way.
Here's a pass into Dieters, driving into the lane. Contact here again. It'll be the fourth team foul, and we're just 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. And Franken just fouled out of this game. That's number five, for the senior. She will end her career here with Troy in this game anyway. Again, no matter what, both these teams play tomorrow. But Allie Franken, just 3 points in the game today, fouls out of this contest with 6 minutes to go. Nice entry pass to Gibbs down the lane. Misses the bunny. Rebound, ripped down, Gracie Grable caught in the corner. Ball tipped away, kept alive, and it's Troy basketball.
A great job by Gracie Grable, tracked down the rebound, but she was dead to right in the corner, had three Centralia players on her. She did a smart thing, tried to dribble out of it, avoided the turnover.
Still 43-35 Centralia, Troy with the basketball. Gracie Grable into the lane, right lane line, out to Nicole Judd, head fakes on a three, dribbles left elbow, now Grable. Looking for Harper Westside. Can't get it to her because great defense by Hayden Kramer. Now Allison Grable step through on Josie Haverkamp. That'll be her fourth personal foul, and Allison Grable to the line for two.
Great strong move by Allison Grable. She caught it, took one dribble hard to the basket. Haverkamp just out of position a little bit. She had her hand straight up and down, but she got her with the body.
Grable 2 for 2 from the line tonight. First one here. Off the back rim, no. Back into the game for the Panthers, replacing Haverkamp will be Cora Thompson. Thompson joined Gibbs, Dieters, Hayden Kramer, and Keelan Rempe. Trojans have Gracie Grable,
Allison Grable, Nicole Judd, Harper Wetstein, and Emerson Weber. Second free throw missed. Ball tipped out of bounds. Kept alive by the Panthers, and Cora Thompson able to rip it away. Here come the Panthers, up by 8, 5:20 to go in this ballgame. Dieters controls between the rings, the right-handed dribble. Now Rempe on the left wing, into the near corner it comes. Kramer skips it right wing, now to Dieters, head fakes on a three. Right baseline, nice find underneath the basket that gives. Her shot missed, but she'll go to the line for two as Gracie Grable picks up the personal. And that's team foul number five as well. For the final 5:09, there will be two shots for Centralia. Any foul on Troy?
Well, I've been a big fan of Tava Gibbs. We've seen her play the last several years, and I love the passion and emotion that she plays with.
Free throw is good. Two for two on the night now, and I can't talk highly enough about free throw percentage these past three games now, dating back to the sub-state championship. Coming into that was just a 58% foul shooter. Second toss on the way, and it is true. Gibbs now in the game, Boz, able to come to life. Just 2 points at halftime. She's got seven here in the second half. 45-35, tying the largest lead of the game for the Panthers with 5 minutes to go. Here's a steal. Owen Dieters, coast to coast, layup. It's good. Dieters able to poke it free. Timeout, Coach Thompson in Centralia. It's a 12-point lead for the Panthers. 4:50 to go in this one. We're back in 30 seconds to Dodge City here on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
4:50 to go here in the ballgame. It's Centralia 47, Troy 35, the largest lead of the game now for the Panthers at 12. It's all predicated on the defense turning into offense for Centralia.
Yeah, Centralia just really doing a good job defensively. They're not letting Wetstein get shots. Hayden Kramer doing a fantastic job face guarding Wetstein. Somebody else is going to have to step up for Troy and knock down some shots here.
It's an 8-0 fourth quarter right now for Centralia as Troy is yet to score. Here's Wetstein going baseline, cut off, kicks it out to Judd. Back to Wetstein, driving baseline again. Ball kicked out of bounds. It'll stay Trojan basketball. Reminder again, Allie Franken fouled out with 6 minutes to go here in this ball game. Trojans get it in to Gracie Grable, dribbles to the right wing, gives it off to Wetstein. Now Harper gets a screen from Weber, who hits the deck. Baseline drive, nobody home. Turnover on the Trojans, number 13 in the game. And the Panthers defense once again holding true. Here's Dieters in the front court, guarded by Wetstein. Looking to go baseline, and a foul will be called here, believe on Harper. And this will be two shots, coming up for Owen Dieters.
You can kind of sense right now this Troy has not yet scored in the fourth quarter. We're about halfway through. Troy, they got to find a way to get a bucket to keep this game tight.
Dieters to the line for a pair. First one is good. That one off the rim. Rebound, Cora Thompson for the Panthers, and she steps on the baseline, though. Great hustle there by Thompson for the offensive rebound. Dieters in the game now is 2-for-4 from the stripe. Leading the team, though, with 18 points in the game. 13-point lead here for the Panthers. 4:05 to go in this one. Trojans with the basketball. Wetstein crosses over her defender, and how about Hayden Kramer here in the second half, Boz? Especially this fourth quarter against Wetstein.
She's done a really good job. She's not letting Harper catch, and when she does catch, she's playing great, solid defense.
Foul here on Centralia as Wetstein tried to go baseline. Foul will be called on Cora Thompson. That'll be her second. Team second as well as Tatum Kramer comes in for Thompson here. 3:53 to go in this one. Centralia trying to get back to a state title game tomorrow. Troy trying to mount a comeback down by 13. Gracie Grable, left wing to Cole Judd. Judd around the perimeter, skips it near side. Weber, Emerson over to Westside. A left wing deep, three is short. Rebound, Allison Grable underneath the basket. Back to Westside. Harper this time for the left wing. That one's too strong. Rebound, Dieters for the Panthers.
Boy, two really good looks for Westside there. She just couldn't get them to drop. Troy's just really struggling from the field right now.
Gallo gives. Bank shot over her defender and a fist pump from Tava. A big second half for the sophomore.
Yeah, Centralia really having their way right now. They're getting the ball inside. What we thought they'd do more in the first half, but here in the second half, they're finding a way to get it inside.
Letztine with a blow-by gets down to the rack quickly and scoops it up and through for the first points in the second, or excuse me, the fourth quarter for Troy. It's 50-37 with 3 minutes to go. Dribble weave action here and a foul here as Hayden Kramer hits the deck. I got you, Owen, right here, Owen. There you go. Ball comes rolling underneath the table here. And that foul on Gracie Grable right in front of us. Be her third personal, and Hayden Kramer to the line to shoot a pair where she's 1-for-2 on the day. First one is good. I enjoy having both student sections behind us here, Boz, and it's been a good crowd here today.
It has been really good.
Second one rattles home as well. Hayden Kramer, she played big for the Panthers in their quarterfinal win. She's playing large here today as well. 52-37 Panthers, 2:50 to go in this one. Westside, free throw line extended with the right-handed dribble. Steps back, fires a three, short, rebound to Harper, and a foul called here on Centralia. That'll be the third team foul, and we've got a hold here on Hayden Kramer, that'll be her third. And a timeout here for Troy with 2:42 to go in this one. 52-37, Centralia leading the Trojans from Troy. We're back after this 30-second timeout here on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Jacob Oz back with the courtside in Dodge City. Seth Follison back with you. To reset your lineups here, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. For the Trojans, it's Westside with Gracie Grable, Allison Grable, Emerson Weber, and Nicole Judd. Westine to trigger it in. Judd's got it. Dribbles into the lane. Skips it to the near far corner. Saved in by Allison Grable, but it's a turnover out of the timeout. Turnover number 14 here on the Trojans. For the Panthers, it's Dieters with Josie Haverkamp, Tava Gibbs, Hayden Kramer, and Cora Thompson. Dieters, she's fouled here by Westine, and Harper will pick up her third. And Dieters will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Owen Dieters, she is so strong attacking the rim. A lot of times you'll see offensive players, when they start to drive the basket, when there's contact, they'll back away, they'll dribble away from the basket. Dieters just powers her way through contact.
Dieters making both free throws here. It's 54-37. Now Westside, a straightaway three. That's short. Rebound to Dieters for the Panthers. Down Gibbs now. It's 56-37 right now. As Petrelia's lead now is 19 with 1:50 to go in this ball game.
There's a stoppage of play here. We've got a foul on Centralia. That's the fourth team foul here on the Panthers. 56-37, 1:40 to go. Trojans get it into Allison Grable and has it just ripped away by Owen Dieters. Turnover number 15 here on the Trojans. Left wing, it comes Gibbs. 90 seconds to go, and it's a 19-point game. The Centralia faithful, they can start to feel it now. Dieters off the window. How about you? Owen Dieters. Over 20 points in the game now, 22 to be exact. And the lead is 21 here by the Panthers. They have poured it on here in the fourth quarter as a left wing three is good by Harper Wettstein. Back within 18 are the Trojans, but it's just too little too late here with a minute to go. Dieters trying to go baseline, guarded by Judd. Top of the key, Hayden Kramer to the right wing. Now she dribbles, hands it off to Dieters with 48 seconds to go in this one. And the Panther faithful come to their feet as Centralia will make it to the state title game and try to avenge their runner-up finish from 2022, where they fell to Pretty Prairie. And the Trojans, first time ever in this opportunity, Boz, they will go and try and take home a plaque themselves tomorrow in the third-place game.
And that's the thing. You still got another game left. You're still fighting for something tomorrow. So if you're Troy, you rebound from this, come back tomorrow energized and ready to get a third-place win.
12 seconds to go here in this ball game as Dieters is just dribbling this one out. Respect from the Trojans. No fouling here. Coach Jasper, Coach Thompson, a lot of respect between these two. And your final score, Centralia 58, Troy 40. The Panthers will play for a title tomorrow. Troy will try and get third in the third-place matchup. Those games will be decided who their opponents are later on today. It's time for our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show here after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing auto, home, business, as well as farm and crop insurance. At Grain Belt, they pride themselves on attention to detail, personalized service, and finding the best value for their customers. Give them an opportunity, and you'll see why so many are making the switch to Grain Belt Insurance. Located at 117 South Main Street in Troy, call 785-985-2131 or find out more online at grainbeltinsurance.com. Now's the time to buy a gun and security safe from Grant's Repair just west of Wathena. Stop in and check out their showroom offering more than 35 different safes to view. Safes from Liberty, Browning, Champion, Superior, and Fort Knox, with many sizes, colors, and accessories to choose from. Grant's Repair is currently offering bundle-up savings with discounted prices, plus you get a hoodie, insulated tumbler, and dehumidifier with every safe purchased. Hurry in for the best selection and great local service. Grant's Repair, gun and security safes, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Online at grantsrepair.net.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. Spring has almost arrived, and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor serviced for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Good.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
And back here to Dodge City as we got your final score. The Panthers from Centralia, the number two ranked team in the state, the two seed in this tournament, take down the sixth ranked Troy Trojan, number three seed in this tournament, by a final score of 58-40. Bonds through three quarters. This game was nip and tuck. At the end of one, 14-10, the Panthers with the lead. At halftime, 27-26. At the end of three, Centralia maintained that lead of 39-35, but a 19-5 fourth quarter in favor of the Panthers helped Centralia pull away in this one to etch their spot in tomorrow afternoon's state championship game against either Little River or Quinter. We'll find out their opponent a little bit later on tonight. But the big difference, I feel like, in that fourth quarter, the Centralia defense, as good as it was through the first three quarters, went up another notch in that fourth.
It did. Centralia picked up their defensive pressure substantially, really, at the start of that fourth quarter. You could see it at the start of the second half. Troy hung in there with that pressure, but fourth quarter, Centralia just started to get to him a little bit. Here, when I look at what happened in that second half, I think that's the biggest key factor. Troy doesn't play a whole lot of girls anyways. They're not very deep on the bench. When Allie Franken fouled out, and they basically played the remainder of that game. She fouled out 5.5 or so. Left,
6 minutes. Yeah.
6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Troy had to play with those five that were on the court. And I really just felt like they just ran out of gas. They just didn't have anything left in the tank. Tremendous effort from Troy. But Centralia, just too much with their depth and their size.
Size down low. Also, again, we've talked about at halftime, just 2 points for each David Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp. You'll give us her final numbers in a second. But Tava Gibbs really stepped up in the second half, especially the fourth quarter. You saw Centralia really kind of focus on getting that ball into the lane in that fourth.
Yeah, we saw it several times in the second half. The first half, they weren't able to attack the zone and get the ball inside as much as they wanted to. Second half was a concerted effort. And you saw the interesting, I don't know if Coach Thompson talked about it or if the girls just recognized, but as the zone shifted to one side, they were able to get some lob passes across the top of the zone. And then the guards were able to get downhill, which drew the bottom side of the zone, helped defenders up, and then they just were able to dump it over the top. So they were able to attack inside more than they did in the first half, and that was a big thing for them.
Final statistics tonight presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group and member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison, as well as NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Oz, final stats here tonight.
Yeah, let's start off first with scoring from Troy Harper Wettstein. She led the Trojans with 22 points tonight. Gracie Grable chipped in 7. Allie Franken had 3. And Allison Grable, she had 4. And then Emerson Weber also had 4 for Troy. On Centralia's side of things, they were led by Owen Dieters with 24 points. She also had 12 boards, a double-double for Owen Dieters. Almost a triple-double,
yeah,
with 7 assists as well. So a big-time game from Centralia's Owen Dieters. Hayden Kramer, she had another good night with 11 points. Tatum Kramer had 3. Keelan Rempe had 3. Josie Haverkamp had 4. And Tava Gibbs finished tonight with 13. Here's, when you kind of look at the statistics, it's balanced scoring from Centralia. And we knew that was going to be a key. Troy's been led all season by the leading scorer in the state, Harper Wettstein. She had 22, but there just wasn't anybody else. Gracie Grable tried. She had 7, but there was only 4 girls that scored for Troy. When you look at Centralia, they had 3 girls in double figures, and that's tough to defend. They also had 2-3 other girls that put points on the board. So Centralia just had much more balanced scoring. Here's another key statistic for you in this ball game. Centralia had 20 points off of turnovers to Troy's 2 points.
Yeah, big.
That was a big difference, and the majority of that was in the second half. And
an 18-point difference?
Yes. I mean, I really feel like Troy gave it everything they had. They just played with a ton of effort. I just really feel like depth hurt them tonight. They just ran out of gas.
And that 18-point difference on the turnover, points off turnovers, final score tonight, 58-40, an 18-point differential in the final score.
In the first half, Troy had 7 turnovers. They handled Centralia's pressure really well. Centralia only had 3 turnovers. End of the game, Troy had 16 to Centralia's 7.
Yeah, Centralia did a great job with pressure and then handling pressure from Troy.
Troy in the second half. I think you alluded to it. Just kind of ran out of gas in that fourth quarter. We got one more break to get in. We come back, we'll pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha and Farmers State Bank in Onega. Player to bank on here tonight. We got more coming from Dodge here after this final timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making life better right here at home. If you're looking for convenience and cost savings, swing by and fuel up with diesel from Cornive Fuels on Coronado Road in Highland. Cornive Fuels offer 24/7 pumps with only premium diesel versus number two that you might find at other stations. Protect your trucks and equipment and enjoy competitive prices with easy access. Cornive Fuels is open 365 days a year whenever you need premium diesel fuel for on or off road. And Cornive Fuel cards with price discounts are available upon request. Call 785-592-0475. Pay at the Pump Diesel at Cornive Fuels, North Edge of Highland.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, back here one final time. We were hoping to have Coach Dusty Thompson join us, but the celebration is on in the locker room right now for the Centralia Panthers as they defeat Troy in this 1A Division I girls semifinal matchup, 58-40, your final score. We just ran through the numbers a moment ago. You're listening to the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Whether you're buying or selling, trust the best in the business online at beoutdoors.com. Ryan Lemkuhl, Chris Seymour, Scott Seymour, and the crew proud to bring us all of our postgame throughout the season into the postseason. Bonds, it's time now for our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha and the Farmers State Bank in Onega with locations in Westmoreland and Manhattan. Player to bank on here tonight.
Always tough. I'd like to give players the game on both sides, but I'm not going to do that tonight because there's other games tomorrow. So we'll share some love tomorrow. But today it was Owen Dieters.
Absolutely.
Period. Near triple double for Owen Dieters. 24 points, 12 boards, 7 assists.
Ooh,
played the entire game. Never came out one time.
And she even had to have a stoppage to reset her hair.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, she was a little frazzled.
She did it all, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Did it all tonight here for the Panthers again. A game that was nip and tuck from the opening jump all the way through the end of the third quarter, but a 19-5 fourth quarter for the Panthers. Put this one on ice as Centralia will play tomorrow at 4 o'clock here in Dodge City. We'll have that for you on 92.1K MZA tomorrow afternoon. Troy, they will take a third-place game. And, Boz, you and I were talking about this off-air a little bit ago. Centralia, no doubt, they're going to be juiced up, ready to take on either Little River or Quinter to get their try to get their sixth state title in school history and their first since 2016. But on the flip side, Troy, a lot of times in these state tournaments, the team that loses the semifinal, they come out flat, kind of dejected a little bit for that third place game. But Troy has a lot to play for tomorrow. They've never brought a trophy home, and they could bring a third place plaque home with a win tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely, they could. I remember real quick my daughter when she was in high school, her freshman year, lost in the semifinals. First thing she told me was, "I don't want to play tomorrow." And I had to do everything I could not to just smack her. it's still important. It's a big deal. And I know, Troy, they're excited to be here. They're not going to let that derail their tournament run here. So I expect Troy to be fired up and ready to go tomorrow for that third-place game. And Centralia, they've been loose this whole time. They're not under a ton of pressure. I'm excited to see what that state championship is going to look like. Little River Quinter, both really good teams. I would expect Little River to advance from that, and that, Little River Centralia, if that happens, watch out. That's going to be a battle.
A great game. It'll be a rematch from last year's semifinal that Little River beat Centralia in. That game for Troy tomorrow, the noon game, will be either on 103.9 KNZA or 93.7 KAIR, just depending upon how things are shaking out tomorrow. We'll have that on MSCSports.net later on this afternoon into the evening hours, because we still have a lot of basketball left to be broadcast across our networks, Buzz, as we have eight teams that made it through that were guaranteed two more games later on today on the broadcast schedule. Silver Lake right here on 103.9 FM KNZA. We'll be taking on the top seed Heston in a rematch of the state title game from a year ago at 6. Also at 6 o'clock on 96.9 KOZA, the Pulse, it'll be the Seaman Lady Vikes trying to defend their state championship from a season ago, taking on Andover. Wade Gershner on the call for that one. Brandon Tappan will have Silver Lake. And then at 8 o'clock on 96.9 The Pulse, BTAD will have Silver Lake Boys as they upset Lakin last night. They will take on Goodland and Lakin Cure from the Cowboys. Later on tonight at 8 o'clock on right here on 92.1 FM, it'll be the Axtell Boys semifinal game against Dighton. And also at 8 o'clock on 103.9, it'll be the Donovan West Mustangs taking on Pitt Colgan. At 8 o'clock, Justin Fluke on the, for that one, credit prop calling the actual game. So a lot of games left. Seth Tollison doing amazing work back at the studio, keeping everything organized. I love when Bill Rafferty says, keeping them puppies organized, and that's what
right.
Seth's doing, keeping all of us broadcast puppies organized. Hey, get ready to rock and roll. There's still a lot to be called throughout the day today. Well, once again, your final score, Centralia 58, Troy 40. That'll do it for us here from Dodge City. Again, we'll be back on the air tomorrow at noon for Troy's third-place matchup against either Little River or Quinter. And then later on at 4 o'clock, it'll be Centralia going for their sixth state title in program history, as they have now made it to the state championship game for the 11th time in program history. For my amazing studio producer, Seth Tollison, back at the studios, my partner, Boz, this is Jake. Staying so long from Dodge City. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Centralia wins it 58-40. You've been listening to the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.